My name is Nancy Doran Lenson. I live in Monroe and came to live in Maine with my husband 4.5 years ago. It was a conscious choice to finish raising our family in an environment that was closer to nature. When I first heard about the project, I waited to hear a little bit more. As months passed, what I was hearing and seeing didn't make any sense. I saw city officials quickly changing regulations to adapt to a project in order to rapidly secure a deal with corporate money. I could read Nordic's disregard for the environment despite shouting that their fish plant is eco-friendly. Their actions are leading examples. The pipe lengths changed 3 times to the benefit of them, not the bay. The effluents got closer to the coast and people's property, creating more issues than they started with. I am concerned, as the discharge will raise the temperature of an already alarming fast-warming Gulf of Maine. The temperature difference between the sea and the plant water discharge will be between 2 and 34 degrees Fahrenheit. No matter how much water there is in the bay, it will change the temperature as a higher positive. I was at the DEP Annual Climate Council meeting on January 29th, and the second scientific presentation was exactly on that topic and how climate change is affecting Maine's coast. They referred to fish species moving north of Maine as the water getting warmer, and that water surge are already affecting coastal developed areas. This plant, in addition to the one in Bucksport, and many more maybe, will highly contribute to the warming of the bay, as well as changing its salinity. DEP, BEP needs to put one and one together and realize that this kind of project is how we got into a climate crisis, and that your strong immediate actions are necessary to reduce Maine's emission by 2030, our first reduction deadline. You are not to add to Maine's emission for your colleagues to clean up. And who will, if you are the one we pay for to do it, and you're not able to oppose tension? It has been done and it doesn't work. You just need to go and travel around US or the world to take a look at it. Or even just go to see Nordic's first plant in Denmark and realize that DEP isn't aligned with its mission right now. And that, like us, you should be standing for what you are paid for. There is no human without a clean earth, therefore no economics. I will finish by first saying that the Little River site is inappropriate for Nordic to build an industrial farm. And then that feeding the world isn't a task that pertains to Belfast. This town and many around are thriving on small-scale businesses and farms that are so much in trend today and create much more jobs. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much. Seeing no questions, you're off the hook. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Robert Brewer, followed by Chris Wright, Lucky Schedules.